Meeting for June 4th. Wendy, would you lead us in the pledge?
To the flag of the States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I have approval of the minutes of their May 7th meeting?
Motion.
Move it.
Second.
Any questions, changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Gabe, good morning. Where did Gabe go? He's not here.
I can handle that. So this is budgeted. We have typically received about $10,000 for the Office for the Aging for the Senior Companion Program. So it is budgeted, but just bringing it to you for formal acceptance.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Morning, Orly.
We're here today to get acceptance for an OMH Eat Well grant. An email was sent to you about that, but if you need to me explain it, I'll do that. It's a $5,000 grant that is for PROS clients who will be learning how to eat well, especially with produce, and they'll be taking them to farmers market, and coupons will be given out just to learn how to cook and all that kind of stuff with fresh produce.
I'll make
second.
Any questions, Kelly?
I just wondered, what is PROS?
Oh, PROS is personalized recovering oriented
services. Yeah.
Services. Yeah. Sorry. I just say PROS all the time.
I don't feel bad that I don't know what it is then.
It's our higher needs clients.
Okay. That's a good explanation.
Yeah. More smaller groups, yep. Less, you know, caseload, but more intensive services.
Fred, you had a question?
Yeah, will they be taking advantage of the veggie vans?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they will.
Joe?
Orly, I know you said the amount, but I missed it. What was the amount of the grant?
5,000.
5,000, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then next, we would like approval to have a full staff meeting in September for, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to ask for the amount, $1,500.
Not to exceed yet.
Okay.
Motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, everyone. From Public Health this morning, we're pleased to have a request before you for a new preschool contract for Hannah Lehman as a physical therapist. And this would be at the regular rate of $70 per session or $35 for individual in a group session.
I'll second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Our second item is seeking approval for a preschool transportation contract with Addison Central School. They chose to decline the renewal of our existing contract and are asking for a new contract. So the request is for your approval to contract with Addison School District for preschool transportation at $50 per child per day from July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2026.
Make a motion.
How did it change from the last contract?
The previous contract was for $5 per child per day for transportation, and they refused to sign the contract renewal and provided us a price of $50 per child.
Yeah, $5 was certainly too low. $50 in transparency is a good compromise, in my view. They wanted multiples of that, over $100 per child per day. So Matthew, working with the law department, was able to negotiate that with them. This is, as we talk about, a very difficult area to find services. We have met previously, Darlene and I met with school superintendents to talk about this, to try to see if there was a willingness for schools to be able to provide this, but they're having issues with finding and retaining bus drivers, and the rate of pay of bus drivers, it's a competition. Every time one school goes up, the next school goes up. It really is a significant issue. So while an increase, it is pretty reasonable to be at 50, in my opinion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning, Lise.
Good morning. I am here with a commissioner this morning. We're going to jointly do this together. She is on that. So I was going to start us out and do the RFP first. So good morning. And good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
We issued an RFP. We had funding in our budget, an existing budget, because we currently have a number of required tracking items that we do across the department. So there's probably 6, 7, 8 of us that are maintaining more than 20 different spreadsheets. Some of those are spreadsheets, some are databases, some are Word documents, all to maintain our foster care data and adoption data that we need to do for the state. And so we really wanted one system to kind of pull that all in together. And so we sent out an RFP. I've got a response. It's called CareFinder. They've proposed, it looks good. I think they're gonna be able to do everything for us. Very trusted. The partner is, the ones who responded is Bonadio. You're all very familiar with Bonadio. Not only are they auditors and have done the single audits and other audits, they have routinely over many years audited other counties for the foster care programs, the adoption programs, to make sure that people are maximizing their revenues and getting there free and whatnot. So very experienced. They put together a platform. Their offer is for, it will cost us $70,000 a year with a one-time startup of $7,000. And 4 years to renew at that rate, $70,000. So I would ask that you approve that.
I'm sorry, Joe, go ahead.
Lisa, what kind of data will you be tracking? What kind of type of data with the foster care system do you track?
Child movement, reimbursement, foster home capacity, the QIs when we need to do them, long stay reviewer tracking, auto-generated the notifications and prompts to make sure that we're doing getting to court on time for the permanency hearings for QIs, the children in foster care, the permanency hearing track, I just said that, foster home list tracker, the 1017 relative list tracker, physical and dental tracking, the adoption list. We keep that in two different forms. I keep it and track it for their amounts, so I know when they need increases. Those who are in residential list tracking, discharges, our milestones, which are like the goals for the families, transition plan tracking, placement tracking, referrals, our Chafee funds, Chafee activity tracking, CSE tracking, ESSA tracking, LOD, background checking, Bill of Rights, credit check tracking, skills group tracking, non-driver's ID tracking, Social Security card tracking.
So if I could provide some additional context, and it doesn't just relate to foster care or adoption. It's actually timely. Chris and I were talking about it. There's a discussion going on our listserv of managers and administrators. The amount of data tracking for social services is amazing. We are very, very, very fortunate. Chris and I were singing praises yesterday that we have Lise, Kathy, and experienced staff. There was one county that had turnover, especially in their finance and management, and they are seeing a $3 million revenue loss because it's just so complex. So anything we're very, very thankful, and it doesn't surprise me that they're doing a great job keeping 20 or more spreadsheets and documents together. But if there's a way to synthesize that to make it easier, not just for current staff, but to ensure that we have continuity
going forward
as staff changes, I think is a great thing, because literally changing some of your or missing some data can significantly impact the amount of revenue that you can draw down.
Okay.
Joe?
One more quick question, Lisa. You know, when I look at this, the adoption data system, is that adoptions through the foster care system that develop into an...
Yes.
Okay, it's not a typical adoption through Steuben County.
Right, okay. Right. It's the adoptions that occur naturally.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
This is the...
Microphone on.
Is the $7,000 allowing them to load historical data?
Yes.
So you'll have...
Yes, that's part of it. That first load up and all of that and getting good. Us trained. And
it's pretty good.
If I read it correctly, it's $70,000 a year, but isn't there a 3% increase each year?
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry if I read right.
Yes,
I highlighted it. Just a second. Just says... County will have the implementation of contract for four additional terms.
That it would make sense. If it does, it would, the annual renewals have to come back to you anyhow.
It didn't, okay. And it didn't say anything at that point unless we're crossing the other.
Okay. My other question is, if Bonadio does audits of social services, does it create a conflict?
No, I don't. Question. I don't think so. And typically the audits they do are operational audits where it wouldn't be one of the prohibited, you know, they're the fiscal auditor. And you're dealing with a completely separate team. So I don't see any issue with our annual.
That's how I figured they would do the separation, is they have a whole different group that handles software.
They're into a lot of different lines of business.
Yeah, I was surprised that they actually would quote on it.
Mm-hmm. I do know they provide these types of platforms and services for a number of counties.
And finally,
I apologize. They do say they might, and I would bring that back. We would bring that back if they did do an increase, but they do say that they might increase.
Okay.
So they have, I don't anticipate it initially, because I think that they're going to benefit from us being in it as well, because we are so, our tracking is already at this level where a lot of counties are down here. So I think they're looking at a lot of the items that we have and going, oh gosh, we need to get that in there. And then that makes them that much more valuable.
Okay.
So.
So I support these type of systems, especially with the amount of data that you guys handle and manage, but spending $70,000 a year, what's the offset? Are you going to then free up people to do other things?
We'll have more time. Yes. There'll be more time available to tackle other projects. And
I think it's also a hedge for the long term, or a benefit for the long term, to make sure that we have a common platform and we're not bouncing between spreadsheets, losing data, those sort of things.
And I would also say, to your original point, by having this system in there, it provides consistency. If people change, key people change, you don't lose that ability to maintain the data.
Yeah,
exactly. It's that fear we have, you know, We have one of our individuals who's going to be out for a little bit and she's afraid we're going to break her system.
Also, when you're doing a lot of this manual data entry, there's inaccuracies,
mm-hmm.
Right? So this is going to provide a lot of protection against that. $70,000 is very competitive in terms of providing a data platform system right now.
And we've been looking at that for a few years now. We've been trying to consolidate our data because we know that there's a lot of duplication. We know that, you know, we're entering the same individuals again and again and again. We're putting, you know, same birth date, same all of that in there. So again, that will take out that duplication. It'll make things more accurate because there's a lot of, you know, I put in, you know, formulas and whatnot for years and dates and whatnot. They're going to tie it to also printing out notices and things like that. So very beneficial.
Hilda.
So does this include reporting? So you can...
We can pull reports, yes.
Your own reports or canned reports or...
Our own reports. Mm-hmm. It's coming down in Excel. You do everything. So...
Great.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion. I need a second.
I'll second.
Any questions?
That's great.
All in favor. I just have one question. Did you miss anything on your list?
I had to run through it. I'm sorry if I went really fast. It was a long list.
Thank you,
I was
Lee.
Trying to speak slower.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you for bringing the cheat sheet, Lise. Our next item is to modify a contract with Quincy Dream LLC to change their title to Bridge to Hope, a not-for-profit. It doesn't change any of the conditions of the contract. This is for Bridge Street. It's just going to be a formal name change.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lise.
Scott, thank you. And again, sorry.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First request is for community services to create one registered professional nurse position, CSEA main unit, grade O. This is another situation where it's going from a contract RN to an in-house county position. So the conversion, you know, it would be a minimal savings, but bring them in-house as a county.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next one, we have two for social services. First one is to reclassify one vacant senior social worker that's CSEA grade O to senior social work assistant, CSEA grade L. And this is, so this position has been vacant for a long time and they're looking to, they have an intern, a current caseworker who will be transferring to the BILT program to perform more intensive duties and fill the void. This caseworker is enrolled in a master's social work program, and once she completes that, then it would be reclassified to a staff social worker.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? I just have a question. Is there a candidate for these positions?
That one there is currently, yes.
Okay.
The next one, yes. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
So the next one is to create one assistant director of temporary and disability assistant management grade F. And let's see here. This will reclassify the zero-based accountant position. Obviously, enough funds in the budget to handle this. And there is a person ready for it.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Last request is for OFA to create one caseworker position, CSEA grade K. He's got a lengthy response here, but after review of the contracts, they're underspent by $109,000. It's in large part due to the inability to get people assessed. So currently there are four and a half case managers. One and a half of them handle 350 clients on the home delivered meal program. So they're looking to add this caseworker to essentially reduce the load of others, spread it across more, and possibly serve more adults. Let's see here.
I'll move it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah, just an FYI, James brought to our attention, Gary Smith and our attention about a Hidden Heroes program, which is part of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. It's a designation, and Gary's done some research and we've had some discussions. It's essentially a designation or a voluntary thing that you can say that we're a community that supports hidden heroes. It's different ways to highlight the contributions of veterans and their caregivers in the community. So we've been just having some discussion, no action, just wanted to put that on your radar, that be having more discussions about bringing probably a resolution or the potential for a resolution next month. If you folks would like to take the step to become designated, but Gary and I would like to work on what are we going to do to promote that, work with Eddie and others, you know, as a kickoff, those sort of things. So just working on that behind the scenes, but just wanted to put that on your radar.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just to finish up, we had talked about, our committee had talked about doing a presentation on our, I call it goals, but priorities. And so what we're going to do is just go briefly through the people that have associated their name with the items. So Joe, you want to talk about for community services and Department of Social Services, the
about the vacancies?
Vacancies.
Perfect. We've one of the things we've looked at was, and one of our goals was to decrease the amount of vacancies we have specifically in Social Services Department and the Community Services. With Jack doing the negotiating with the CSEA and bringing up the salaries so they're in sync with other salaries among the states or across the state, that was a good first step. We did add two new positions that have not been filled yet, and they were the mobile crisis counselors that are going to work with our local police departments in the city of Hornell and Corning. They just have not been filled yet. So right now, there's been a slight decrease in social services. We have filled a couple months ago, I think we were at 50 vacancies, and we have filled four. So it's a slight improvement, but it's a good start. And I still think those salary ranges are going to continue to help us along the way. And I know I've talked to Eddie about how we want to try to put out our vacancies out there. I know with the video we're buying now.
Yeah, the Viewpoint Project. Yep.
Yeah. You know, that might be something we attach to our vacancy list. People outside of the Steuben County may want to take a look at Steuben County. You know, what's this county about? You know, do I want to work there? And we've got a great looking, we've got a fantastic county, beautiful, many good things here. So if we can connect that to some more vacancies. Community services, the community services basically, they actually, let me see, community services, 7, 16. They are about the same, but that's because we added the two staff workers or social workers to that are the mobile crisis counselors. So we've made a little progress. I think we got a ways to go, but hopefully, you know, Eddie does a great job on the website and we can connect some of the vacancies with that and do things along the way there. So a little improvement in social services. We still got a ways to go. Community services stays the same, but we added two. So yeah, we're getting there.
Okay. You also suggested the continuing supporting the Bridge to Hope. Do you want to just address that quickly?
Hilda and I had the opportunity to go to, we were invited to the Bridge of Hope, 2 weeks ago, maybe a week ago. Unbelievable. It is beautiful, the way it's set up and the separate rooms and the meeting tables. They've got computers down there. It is, and there's a play area, a pool table and stuff. I know they have a smoking area out in back. They've put cameras around the exterior of the building. In my opinion, this is a model for other homeless facilities across the state. And we haven't given that much to this. I know we've made some contributions with some of the supplies and computers, but it is a phenomenal facility. And we had a number of people from the agency show up, you know.
Services, Catholic Charities.
Yeah, they were all there. And, you know, it was just a nice combination. All these people want to pitch in and offer their services within the Bridge of Hope. And they are going to offer walk-ins, which is huge. Not yet, but they're going to. They haven't had the a grand opening yet. But after the grand opening, they're hoping to.
I think everyone will be invited to the grand
opening. I hope so. Yeah, you got to see it to really appreciate what they've done there. And, you know, a year and a half ago, this the people that bought this, they took a beating at some meetings. I mean, it was just kind of dropped on their laps, dropped on our community's laps as well. And they took a beating at that meeting. And things have just gotten so much better. You know, they didn't push back. They didn't you know, they said, we're going to do this and this and this, and they have. Sure. So it's a great place.
Thanks, Drew.
Some of the same people that were at that meeting were at the initial meeting almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Talk about what they were going to do, and Carol was there as well. So he's doing what he said he was going to do.
James, your priority was expand and optimize mental health program offerings. Do you have anything to report on that?
I don't have anything to report on that right now.
Department of Social Services. This was continuing to, well, we've already talked about that. So, James, then under yours, it was articulate strategy to address chronic homelessness in our county. Anything to report there?
It's great that the commissioner's on. We were going back and forth about some of the things that they are doing at Social Services. There's a list of funding sources that they utilize right now. They have submitted a public assistance shelter supplement plan as well, which is designed to improve long-term housing stability for homeless. They're also in discussion with the state about warming centers, both Catholic Charities and with Quincy Bridge to Hope. So there are steps that they are taking, and I'm sure they can weigh in, at least if you'd like. It's setting the goal of what we'd like to accomplish is great. They're creating plans and strategies to do that. The reality, though, is that the numbers are not going in the direction we'd like to see. Whether you've seen the latest from the commissioner or not, we are at, as of year to date in April, roughly $2.2 million in total costs spent on housing and treating homeless. Total served is 860 people. To give you an idea of that, the number of last year for total served was 1,251, and this is as of April. So that's essentially 4 months worth, was 860. Let's see, in terms of the other information around there, then the numbers are going up.
Thank you.
But so I hats off to Lisa and the commissioner for trying to address it in the way they can. But I do believe that this is a problem that still needs more consideration from this committee in terms of what can be done and how do we support the commissioner and Lisa in these plans.
Thank you. Another item that you had was strategic distribution of opioid settlement funds. Any action there?
Beyond what the committee has done, there's been nothing.
And for under Office of the Aging, the new location of the Hornell Senior Center. Gabe had told me that the Hornell Senior Center is moving forward with design and layout and anticipate completion by mid-August of 2026. So that one is moving forward, and it's in conjunction with the YMCA. Mm-hmm. One of the priorities was work with the Life Bio Memory Group to have seniors work together with their families and create a history. And they have already had one session. The first one is completed with 12 people participating and with positive results. The second session is due again in the fall of 2025. So we'll look forward to that. Utilizing the senior companion grant to match older adults with other older adults, allowing them to build relationships and companionship. And that has gone through the first round. They've trained people, and the funding is secure for a second round to match older adults with their peers. Under public health, reaccreditation of the public health accreditation board. And that is currently, they've moved out the deadline. So the department is working diligently to meet the document requirements and get that taken care of. But it has gone out to, I think it's probably another 6 months or a year. So that one is moving forward as well. Under Veteran Services, Gary Smith has, this is regarding upgrading the Veteran Services website for our veterans, and he is working on that, and he said he just has a few more tweaking things to do, so I think he'll be successful with that. Increase outreach and focus toward newer and younger veterans that live in Steuben County. They've been doing a great job with videos, and I think Eddie has helped them with a lot of that, so that's moving forward as well. Delivering services and relief to all county veterans. James, that was yours.
I think that piggybacks on some of the other things, but yeah, I think there's a number of events that Gary and the one-stop shop have in terms of Dwyer events, they've done a good job of marketing those, getting the word out. Gary's doing a phenomenal job. So is Nicole Dabby at really engaging the veteran community.
The other thing that I would like to just let you know, our committee department heads have done a phenomenal job of outreach, you know, going to different programs and presenting their ideas of what's happening and how the departments work and what offerings are available for the public. So I just want to recommend kudos to those people that go out there and do the work. The last one is the Youth Bureau. Bill Caudill had talked about having the Center for Youth Services model. He's continuing to work on that, and that will become successful, I'm sure, especially with his move to the community services building. I think that's a great model. Then creating support for his staff position. That has been approved, but he does not have a candidate. He's still looking for a candidate there. And you, James, you talked about enhancing youth engagement. Do you have anything that has transpired there?
So I made the mistake of speaking up to Bill, and he put me on the board for the advisory board for the Youth Bureau. And we had a meeting on Monday where he was able to talk about the engagement that they're seeing at the new center, and then throughout the programs. The vast majority of your Youth Bureau money goes to these programs. I mean, that's not a big budget, as you know. So it's something like 70%, 75% is going to just programs that are dealing with teaching lessons and life skills to kids that come in and providing a safe space for them to come in and engage it. So he's seeing increased numbers. He's seeing good engagement, and he wants to continue with the focus on that.
Great. So can I add to that?
Yeah.
I attended a small talk this past Monday put on by the Department of Labor through CCC, and you and I had spoken about it, and it was very, very well given. And it was all about apprenticeships and how we can improve apprenticeships within the community through CCC. So it was very well taken. A lot of different, I was a little somewhat disappointed because we only had one organization from Steuben County. There are many from Chemung County. But it was very well presented. And the whole gist of the talk was how we can increase the number of apprenticeships with small businesses throughout our community. So we'll see where this goes. There's new leadership at the college now. I don't know if you know, but Kathy Frock, who established the alternative school, middle school for science and math, is the current, I guess, interim president until they do a search and find one. But whether she stays or whether someone comes in, it's a good one we really need to connect with to key on some of those apprenticeship programs.
Are there future meetings?
Pardon?
Are there future meetings planned?
No, this was pretty much a workshop, just to kind of FYI, a little information about apprenticeships, what type they are, what kinds they are, what areas, So it was a good workshop. It was nice. So.
All right. I'll open it up to questions if anyone has.
Could I just add one thing? One last thing, and with Orally and Lisa and Kathy here. I just wanted to say that when I look at the vacancy, especially with social services, we need 12 caseworkers. That's a lot of caseworkers. Community services, 9 staff social workers. So if either of them have any ways we can help get the word out there, please don't hesitate to connect and let us know. I think you guys are doing an exceptional job with the little that you have. You know, when there's 46 vacancies in social services, and I know that many of them aren't going to be filled. I get it. That's just the way it is. But if we can, you know, fill some of those caseworker positions, fill some of those social work positions, I think that's a huge plus. So number one, great job. Keep doing what you're doing. We hope we can get better. But let us know if there's a way we can help you fill those vacancies. And I do enjoy it when I have them come up and say, we want to take this vacancy and change it to this because they got somebody. You know, they're filling a vacancy. They might be changing titles, but it's filling a vacancy. And I like seeing that. But please let us know where we can help you, okay?
I do have a question for Jack on this. I'm wondering, is it possible to have a model the same as the attorneys use, going to schools and trying to recruit people there?
So we actually have been doing that. Both departments have been doing that. We have more internships. I think for community services, I signed 7 of them or something. It was quite a few. So yes, we're actively working on that.
Okay, good.
I think one of the biggest struggles with that, and I think it's been there a long time, even since when I was going to college, is that the cost of college to go, you know, to get into social services, I think it almost exceeds the amount of return pay you're going to get for the value of the college degree. So I think that that's a continued struggle with social services.
Yeah. Salaries are certainly an issue. I think Joe mentioned the new contract, and then it will increase next year, you know, because we're under contract next year with increased wages. I think that helps, but we are getting creative. I've talked to both departments. I've talked to, I think I've reported to you, especially Cuca College, which has a very large human services program, about different ways, even, and I can't commit, but just brainstorming, even if the county were to help financially with that, a portion of that student's financial load for a commitment. I mean, it's things that we've never even considered, but just trying to talk. So I think, anything's on the table, especially to try to find people for these critical roles.
Yeah.
I internships, I think, and that's really what spurred a lot of the success with public defender and the DA is internships. Once you get people in the door and they see, hey, I like the people I work with, I like this kind of work, I like the community, that hopefully you're not going to hook everyone, but if you can keep a couple, you know, that's a big win. So basically we've told departments, we did very few internships throughout my career. Now basically it's like, you want an internship? And we very rarely in the past paid interns. Now it's like, okay, pay them, you know, minimum wage or whatever the case may be, or $20 an hour if they have, you know, some schooling or some experience, and let them see the work.
And I have to say that, you know, the caseloads for the caseworkers and the social workers has to bring about some burnout to some of these people. I mean, you know, when you're 12 caseworkers short, you know, somebody's got to pick up the load. Be like me as a principal, be in 10 teaching positions short, you know, class sizes are going to boom. It's just going to cause a lot of, you know, negative things with a ripple effect there. So,
okay, Scott.
He refers to 46 or 47 vacancies in social services, but how many are truly vacant positions that need filled, and how many are placeholders in our budget?
So, yeah, for rough numbers, if you look at, and most of the vacancies that we have right now are in social services, community services, and then you add the rolling, it's a snapshot in time. We get the report every month. It's a snapshot in time. It could be someone, you know, retired. So that's a vacancy, but we're already in the process of filling. So snapshot in time, we would average, I would say, somewhere between 60 to 80 vacancies prior to COVID, with the goal of filling, or actively looking, filling about half of those. So we would hold about 40 vacancies, most of them in social services, as kind of that budget hedge. So for rough numbers, I'd say, I mean, Lise can speak to it, but if we could fill half of those vacancies, we probably would.
That would be huge.
Wow. workers.
Can you go up to the microphone so they can hear you? Can you go up there so they can hear you?
Actually, yeah. So we right now have three vacancies in our attorney's office. We have a number of types of vacancies. Sorry, I'm not on. Am I on?
Is it
green?
Okay, there we go.
There.
So we have at least we have three vacancies in our law, our legal office. We have a number of typist vacancies. I think we're running around eight. We've got our caseworker vacancies, which we just mentioned. We certainly would fill them. We have been working on filling our social welfare examiner vacancies. Unfortunately, those tend to go vacant again as we fill them once more. So those are our highlights. So maybe 36 out of the 40 we want to fill right now. We've got a number of vacancies on our child support. We're trying to, you know, make do where we can make do. But anything that we can fill, obviously, the senior social worker desperately needed that, but we've not been able to fill it for a couple of years. So you have just approved a plan for an option to change that back and eventually make it into a staff social worker. So
do you actually have 30 empty cubicles, or would we have to build another building if we actually filled vacancies in all of our
space departments? Is never an issue.
Space is always an issue. That's why we're sitting in a new building here.
Space is... Our space is very challenging.
Yeah, if all of our vacancies were filled, if all 130 right now, space over in that building would be an issue. Again, so for apples to apples, we would carry 60 to 80 vacancies at any given time. We're up to between 120 and 140. The good news is the last time I pulled the report, it was closer to 120. So we are making some headway across the board, but it's a challenge.
Jack, when we approve at a legislative meeting a position, what's the path it takes to get posted? Who's responsible? Nate?
Personnel primarily for posting. It depends upon, certainly, there are a number of different things. So personnel would work with the department if it's a... not scheduled posting. There are some that by whether the civil service test is coming up or it's continuous recruitment or what the case may be, personnel has it kind of on the list. Like, we post this now. Yeah. In most cases, it's working with the department saying, okay, we're going to post this vacancy.
Where do they post it?
So there are,
there's
some very general things they have to do. They actually have to post it outside their door. They do that. We put it on the website. Eddie shares it. We have been much more active in the online search category. So like Indeed and those sort of things, so that people could find them online.
That's a website that posts vacancies.
Yeah.
It's a hiring website.
A hiring website. We've used LinkedIn a little bit. One of the challenges that we have, though, in using some of the other platforms is that many of these positions are civil service test required. So if they haven't taken the civil service test, we could post it in a number of different ways, but we're not going to get more people qualified.
That's what I was
going
to bring that up too. I think that civil service test, I think that puts off a lot of people too. And I know that's not our fault.
It's, but actually, and I don't want to speak for Nate. Lindsay's here on behalf of personnel, but Nate is up at their conference and they met with state civil service. It sounds like state civil service because, and it takes the state seeing the pressure of hiring their own before we get the benefit of some of the flexibility, but we're going to, we now have pretty much every title in the HELPS program. So that allows someone to come in. Personnel has to review that they have the qualifications to hold that job, but it waives the civil service test requirement after they're in that. So we have that now, but it sounds like state civil service is going, and I don't know the time frame. Nate didn't tell me. He just called me Monday, excited about the news, that it sounds like they are moving to eliminate tests for most positions and have it be based on education experience, those sort of things. Mm-hmm. So personnel and state civil service based on their guidelines would be able to qualify someone. I think that would be a game changer. Would that help. And so that's for a lot of these vacancies, that's what we're up against is there's a civil service test requirement. So we want to get the word out, but if someone hasn't taken the test and is on the list, then
let's talk about non-civil service.
Yep.
Is there a posting period, a mandated posting period?
So for like management, no, we normally keep that open anywhere, depending upon recruitment, 60 to 90 days. I would say we generally have much more success in recruiting for the management positions because, again, no civil service test requirement for most of them. But those are the ones that we put on Indeed, depending upon what type of position. I know whether it be Lynn or Kathy or whoever, they circulated amongst their association. Marie has done that in planning. She's trying to hire a planner, so she sends it around their association. So definitely it's scattershot in a lot of ways, but we have more flexibility when it's a management position and we've seen better, especially as you've increased those salaries, we've seen better ability to fill those.
Okay. One last question and then I'll be quiet. When we use a website like Deeds or
Indeed,
whatever
that, yep.
Does that cost come from the department or from the county? Is that out of their department costs?
Personnel. We charge it personnel. And it's not much. It's okay. To boost those things, it's like $5-$10. Okay. So it's not a lot. And that's why we said, let's do that. We've looked at LinkedIn. They have the ability to boost, you know, some of those. And for $5-$10, that's why we said, just do it. It's worth it. So
thank you.
Kelly. I just had a couple things. When we talk about education, I just spoke with a gentleman at the grocery store. He was working as the cash register operator. And he said one of the things that holds him back from going to college is transportation. So perhaps we need to work on, and I've brought that up before along with my high-speed internet concerns, is that we need to somehow develop more routine transportation and have it available earlier, later, and on the weekends, and that might help. But I also wanted to commend the Human Services Committee. You have analyzed so many different areas of community and county need. I think that your attention to detail has been phenomenal. The suggestions have been great. And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the hard work that all of you have put in on this. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Ready to adjourn, right?
Nothing else on our end.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
No, it is.